Big show tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Colby Cooper on with us, virtually on with us. Colby, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. Just making it, just like everybody else.
You hanging in there? You and the family doing good?
Yeah, we're all doing really good. Just, spending quality time together and all that stuff. I don't like not being on the road, but it's really cool to get to just spend real time with the family and stuff.
It is.
Especially with Joe so young and us having another baby on the way. It's good just to get a little break, you know.
All right. So that takes me to the next thing. Big congratulations. You and your wife announced on Mother's Day that you are expecting baby number two. It will be a girl, which makes you a two-girl dad. Welcome almost to the club. I'm the three-girl dad club.
Man, I'm probably just going to be a girl dad. And I think we're probably going to try for one more. And if it's another girl, we're probably going to just stop there. And if it's a boy, we may try for one more after that.
But, really? So if it's a boy, you might go for another one?
Well, you know, if it's a boy, maybe we'll get two boys. But, you know, yeah, we'll see. We still gotta pop this one out.
Right. And she's due in November?
November 10th.
November 10th. All right, so what everybody does, I'm going to do it to you just like everybody did it to me when my kids were about to be born. My birthday is November 12th, so if you could get your wife to hold off on a couple days, have a Buddy Logan birthday.
I'll be sure to tell her.
Thank you. Colby Cooper on with us. Colby, you got a new song. We're going to debut it. A lot to get to. Colby Cooper on Radio Texas Live.
Feels pretty good being poor.
Colby Cooper on with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Colby, about to turn 21. You're about to turn 21. Are you excited about that?
I am excited. And also, it's just kind of weird to me just because legally I'm not supposed to be in half the places that I've been playing in the past, you know, 2 years. Not that most of those venue owners knew that, but I think that's just funny. Oops.
That's all right. That's all good. It's all good. So you are about to turn 21. I know you did have a big turning 21-year-old party scheduled. You can do several shows the week of your birthday. And of course, that's not happening. Have you changed your plans? You got anything to replace that part of your celebration?
Me and our manager and booking agent have kind of talked about it a little bit. We're not making anything too concrete until we get a firm date back. So it really sucks having to schedule shows and recancel and schedule and reschedule and all that. So we're just kind of waiting. I hope we get to. If not, then next year when I turn 22, we'll just have to celebrate it, you know, double as hard.
Right. That's right. Go hard. Go double hard.
Exactly.
I like it. Colby Cooper on with us. He's got a brand new song, If I Still Had It. We're going to debut it next. But first, let's go Diamond Rings and Cocaine. We got more with Colby coming up.
Diamond Rings and
Colby Cooper on with us. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Colby, I thought I was like, oh, yeah, it was just a few weeks ago you were here, but it wasn't. It was almost like 4 months ago. It's like we've been in a coma, basically, for 2 months.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. I just talked to you the other day, but it had been a while.
That's pretty wild. You do have your Volume 2, your EP Volume 2 coming out sometime. No official release date just yet. Of course, like the rest of the world, you spent the last several weeks mostly on lockdown. Have you picked up any new habits or new hobbies?
Man, not
I meant to
really.
Say, I meant to say, I meant to say just hobbies. I don't know why I can't read my handwriting and I said habits. Have you formed any new habits?
To be fair, a lot of people have picked up new habits.
That's true.
Have dove deeper into their habits.
That's very true. That's very true.
I haven't really picked up any new ones. I've just dove headfirst into my normal ones, like playing baseball or Call of Duty or something on PlayStation or writing songs and listening to music. I'll hang out with Jillian and Josie during the day and then stay up till 2 or 3 because my sleep schedule is still messed up. So I'll stay up till 2 or 3 and at night playing Call of Duty with some guys like Cody West or like some of our band guys or whoever wants to play.
Nice. So you've been playing Call of Duty and you've been writing songs. Any good ones? You written any bangers?
We wrote a couple. I wrote a good one the other day with Corey Kent and Josh Dorr. We wrote a good one the other day, and then I wrote a song with Pecos Hurley from Pecos and the Rooftops like a month or two ago. It's definitely a banger, but I think they're gonna hold on to that one.
They're gonna keep that one?
I think so.
Nice, man.
Cowboy like me.
Colby Bobby Cooper on with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Doing the Zoom thing isn't actually all that bad. This is the third or fourth time I've done a Zoom interview, and it's I'm kind of digging it.
Yeah, it's not bad. I was nervous. I actually had to do a Zoom right the other day, that one I was talking about with Josh Doerr and Corey Kent, and I went in dreading it, just thinking, oh, this is going to be horrible. Like, there's just going to be a bunch of issues, and we got a good song, and it was actually really easy. And I got to write with a couple guys in Nashville without having to go to Nashville. I could just stay here in Bradford, Texas.
Stay with your family. Yeah, stay with your family and get some work done.
Exactly.
I've been working from the house doing my radio shows for about 8-9 weeks now. And I was wondering how much I was going to, like, you know, is it going to be too much? I've got three little girls at home and my wife. I've loved it, man. It's been great.
You're going to tell them to let you stay there.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, oh, I'm not coming back to work, guys. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the new me. Doing it in my boxers from the house.
Well, I do wonder if that's going to change. Like, if some things are going to be permanent changes, like if some bosses have realized, like, man, it's kind of nice them just being at their house and doing work.
Oh, yeah. There's got to be, right? There's got to be. I mean, if people are still getting all their work done remotely, I there's got to be a change. There's going to be a change. And what's crazy is all this technology has been available to us for years, but we've never actually taken advantage of it until we had to.
I mean, what if, like, you know, you're a boss and you got someone that's great at what they do and they're a really hard worker, but you can't stand them. I mean, there's your solution.
That's perfect. Just stay at home, Craig. Just stay at the house, man.
RTX Live with Buddy Logan.
I think I've lost my...
Toby Cooper with us. It's Radio Texas Live. Let's do it. Your brand new song. It is called If I Still Had It. Tell us about this one before we debut it.
If I Still Had It. I wrote this song back in January with my buddies Jordan Walker and Ray Fulcher. We wrote it on just a real gloomy, rainy day in Nashville. I woke up really sick just from allergies and stuff, and head was hurting. And I was just like, oh, gosh, I don't want to go in here and do this. And we got in there, and we kind of just – spit out some ideas, and this one kind of stuck, and we wrote it and left, and none of us really thought anything about it. Like, oh, that song's good. And then the more we kind of lived with it, we're like, God, this song is really good, dude. And I'm really excited about it. It's coming out on all platforms May 25th. I think it's the most excited I've been for a release to date.
That's awesome. Let's spin it right now. Kobe Cooper, brand new If I Still Had It on Radio Texas Live. Kobe, once again, congratulations on the new baby girl coming in November. And I hope you and the family are doing well, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me.
Buddy Logan and Radio Texas Live.
Probably find a brand new town. Somewhere nobody knows my name. I wouldn't just hang around, holding on to the same old same. I'd change my number and steal this truck. Maybe get a one bed in Austin. I could probably get by for about 5 months if I sold that diamond in the closet. Well, I stopped drinking, I stopped smoking, I stopped staring at my phone.